CRTV News with Winston Lepga. The main points. Medical staff in Cameroon have been put on red alert following the upsurge of the monkeypox disease on the African continent. A French court has seized three jets owned by the Nigerian government amid a long-standing dispute with a Chinese company. Victoria United, alias Opopo for One People, One Power, are currently tackling Ghanaian outfit FC Samatex in the African Champions League preliminary round in Douala. The development of these and others next. Hello there. Cameroon's Public Health Minister, Dr. Manaouda Malachi, has called for caution in a news release in which he announces the monkeypox scare in the country. There are 30 suspected cases and 5 have been confirmed. Dr. Manaouda has called on the population to observe standard rules of hygiene and to go to the nearest health facility if they suspect any mpox cases. Here is the picture of the circumstances surrounding the health alert with Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo.
The most commonly affected regions of the monkeypox disease, as outlined in the press release from the Ministry of Public Health, include the Southwest, Northwest, Littoral, Center, and East regions, with active outbreaks in some localities of the Southwest region like Mbonge, Boya, and Limbe Health Districts, as well as Njiku and Bamenda Health Districts in the Northwest region. The declaration of monkeypox as a public health emergency of continental concern thus call on countries, especially Cameroon, to remain on the alert and redouble their vigilance, given that an active epidemic is currently in certain border regions of the Central African Republic. To this effect, the Ministry of Public Health, in collaboration with other administrations and its technical and financial partners, have undertaken measures to contain and control the spread of the epidemic in Cameroon and to avoid the importation of additional cases. Minister Manaouda Malachi recommends that people should immediately go to the nearest health facility as soon as symptoms appear, while urges everyone to respect standard hygiene, such as the washing of hands regularly with clean running water and soap, especially after handling an animal or a product of animal origin. Avoid contact with sick or dead animals, just to name but these. It should be noted that the treatment for monkeypox, as reiterated by the Minister of Public Health, is free of charge.
Agronomy and forestry engineers in the three northern regions of Cameroon, operating under the banner of an association known by the acronym AgroFun, have pledged their determination to work out solutions to climate change and desertification challenges in Cameroon's northernmost areas. This was during the 4th General Assembly of AgroFun in Garoua, during which a new executive bureau was installed. Julius Niba.
In recent times, the far north, north, and Adamawa regions have been experiencing escalating environmental challenges as a result of increasing climate change and desertification that is exacerbated by deforestation and invasion of protected areas, to name but these. Aware of this precarious situation, the president of the newly installed Bureau of AgroFun, Madame Dija Jaeli Gargar, says they are already brainstorming and strategizing to tackle them.
Agronomists have always worked in collaboration with pastoralists, foresters, and environmentalists at the grassroots levels. Our challenge now is to work as a unit, a voice that can put forth strong and professional advice in a bid to improve the living conditions of the populations.
Chairing the 4th General Assembly, the Divisional Officer of Garoua 1, Ismailu Adama, urged them to work in close collaboration with national and international stakeholders in a bid to seek sustainable solutions to the growing environmental threats.
We expect all these responsible officials who were trained at the University of Chang, the University of Marwa, and elsewhere to provide solutions that will bring considerable improvements in the production, conservation, and ultimately the well-being of the populations.
The AgroFund members also took the commitment to continue supporting and encouraging brilliant students in the three northern regions to develop interest in becoming engineers, and have made plans to embark on a tree planting exercise at the vicinity of some schools and health centers in the near future. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
From the north to the southwest, where a public demonstration in support of President Paul Biya's policies has taken place in Manthe headquarters of Manu Division, Charles Sabuno has this report.
Their economic operators, the youths and the population of Manu Division made it clear that the execution of a number of key development projects in the division is a great testimony of President Biya's commitment to their socio-economic development. Tabe Bisong is the president of the Manu Economic Operators and Farmers Association.
Look at the bridge that he has given to us at the Ekok border. It's a wonderful head of state. Look at the Kumba Manfe Road. Look at the Ekok Road.
The economic operators, especially those involved in cocoa production, are very happy with the New Deal government for greater opportunities to sell their produce in Nigeria.
He went again ahead to say we should sell our cocoa to Nigeria at higher prices. We are enjoying the serious, fabulous prices given to us in Nigeria. Farmers are rich in Manu.
The first vice president of the Senate for Tabe Tando Nziepso encouraged the economic operators, the youths, and the population of Manu in their support for President Paul Biya. A motion of support was read and handed over to the SDO for Manu, Awungfang Ifbetang, who shall forward it to the appropriate quarters. Charles Abuno, CRTV News, Mamfe.
In religion, the new presbyterial treasurer for the East Mungo North, who is also the new parish pastor of Presbyterian Church Etukebe, Reverend Fosu Bernard Nji, has been urged to take up his dual functions with a desire to serve God and humanity. He was installed by the presbyterial secretary for the East Mungo North Presbytery of the PCC, the Reverend Jongai Polycarp Versha. We have details with Karin Kubong.
The solemn ceremony to institute the new treasurer of the East Mungo North Presbytery of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon saw authorities of the church describe the Reverend Fosu Bernard Nji as one of the most spiritually upright and transparent treasurers of the PCC. After graduating from the theological seminary at the age of 25, the native of Bamenankwe in Mezam Division of the Northwest Region has a rich educational background in development studies and a master's degree in business management with a long-serving experience in multiple parishes of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon alongside other financial responsibilities to the church. While instituting the Reverend Fosu Bernard Nji into his new functions, the Presbyterial Secretary for East Mungo North, the Reverend Jongai Polycarp, described him as an invaluable asset to the PCC.
I promise God being my helper.
He's one of our finest pastors and one of the best treasurers that the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon has. And the entire church holds him at very high esteem. We also pray that God should give him what it takes to continuously handle the finances of the presbytery meticulously as he is doing.
The new presbytery treasurer for East Mungo North and parish pastor of PC Etukebe, Reverend Fosu Bernard Nji, called for the selfless collaboration of congregational and presbytery officials to assist him in his new functions.
I give glory to God for giving me this great task of serving him as treasurer and as parish pastor. I can only lean and depend on God with the collaboration of the presbyterial secretary, the pastors, the presbytery escort for strength.
The East Mungo North Presbytery, where the Reverend Fosu Bernard Nji has been called to serve as treasurer, covers all Presbyterian churches in the center, south, and east regions of Cameroon.
The time is 10 minutes past 3 o'clock in Yaoundé. You're listening to CRTV News. 54 young Cameroonians have received end-of-course certificates in the fields of information and communication technology in Zuetele in the South Region. The certificates have been handed to the recipients by the country representative of the African Institute of Computer Sciences, Amang Claude Abanda. We have details with Helen Nudinia.
Artificial intelligence is no longer a mystery at the locality of Ebamina in Zoetele in the Ja and Lobot regions of the south. They have joined the race to the world of digitalization. Beneficiaries attest that the training was a great achievement and they will exploit it.
I will try to help my children to manipulate ordinators.
I know that nowadays nothing can be done without computers, ICT. So this training will help me in future days.
The deputy mayor of Zoetele, Judith Pamela Ebutu, has encouraged the 54 lorries to use the skills acquired to develop their community.
I feel proud. I feel grateful because it is something that is going to help us to develop our community while people with capacities, knowledge in ICT.
For his part, the country representatives of the African Institute of Computer Sciences, Armand Claude Abanda, salute the mobilization of the Ebamina population in the quest for modernity. The digital education action will continue in other localities as the African Institute of Computer Sciences and its partners, with the help of the First Lady Chantal Biya, have put all hands on deck to ensure a digitalized Cameroon.
Abroad, a French court has seized three jets owned by the Nigerian government amid a long-standing dispute with a Chinese company. The row stems from a 2007 contract between Zhongshan Fucheng Industrial Investment and Nigeria's southwestern Ogun State to develop a free trade zone where a massive industrial park was to be developed to attract investors. The agreement was terminated between 2015 and 2016. According to the Financial Times, Zhongshan said it was forced out of the deal through a campaign of illegal acts. The authorities in Nigeria have fiercely condemned the seizure of its planes, suggesting that Zhongshan had the sole objective of undercutting and scamming an African government. In sports, we talk the CAF Champions League. Cameroon's Victoria United, Opopo for One People, One Power, are currently proving their toughness against FC Samatex of Ghana in the preliminary stage of the 2024-2025 edition of the Champions League. And that's at the Japuma Stadium in Douala. The second leg will be played in a week's time in Ghana. Rene Kache is at the Japuma Stadium. Hello, Rene. What's the latest?
Hello, Christine, and welcome to Japuma this Sunday afternoon, which marks a significant moment for Victoria United, as you rightly said, as they make their continental debut in the CAF Champions League preliminary stage against Ghanaian side FC Samatex. The match is taking place right here at the iconic Japuma Stadium in Douala, with excitement already brewing among the local fans. For now, it is still 0-0 on either side as we play into the 13th minute of the game. Victoria United, the reigning Cameroon champions, have had an intensive preparation for their continental journey, and under the leadership of President Valentine Quen, they concluded a strong domestic season and engaged in four friendly matches as part of their preparation, despite suffering a 4-1 defeat to AFC Agosto from Equatorial Guinea. They bounced back with a 1-1 draw in the return leg, showing their resilience and adaptability, of course. And Victoria United's hopes for today's game, Winston, rest on the shoulders of their top striker, G. Richmond, who has been in fine form, and midfielder Dwala Nathan, who plays a key role in their creative build-up. The team is eager to make a statement on the continental stage after a stellar campaign in the Elite One Championship last season. And FC Samatex, on the other hand, arrived in Cameroon 4 days prior to today's match and have been refining their tactics under the experienced Ghanaian coach Ernest Comey. The team held their final training session at Japuma Stadium yesterday, ensuring they are well prepared for the task right now. And worth noting is the fact that both teams are determined, Winston, to secure a positive result to strengthen their chances of progressing in the CAF Champions League. With Japuma Stadium as a backdrop, fans are already enjoying an intense and competitive clash as Victoria United seek to make a memorable debut, while Samatex are looking forward to overcoming their away difficulties. From the Japuma Stadium, Rene Kache for the CRTV News in Douala.
Thank you, Rene. From football to judo, the curtains of the 2024 African Cadet and Junior Judo Championships have been drawn at the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex, with Egypt winning the gold. Cameroon, the host, got silver. Angola and Tunisia got bronze. At the end of the competition, which brought together 17 participating countries, Ben Collins Newberiwa got the reaction of the president of the African Judo Union, Siteri Radriana Solonaiko.
I give special thanks to the authority for their support to the National Federation. And I would love also to give special thanks for their welcome. It's everybody feel at home here and the warm welcome and for the organization, which is in the standard of IGF, International Judo Federation. And it's the first time in the history of our judo here in Africa that we have a big number of participants, about 400 delegation who come here. And Yaoundé became capital the youth of judo this week. I'm satisfied for the event, and they are our youth, our future, who will represent this continent.
The president of the African Judo Union, Malagasy-born Siteri Radriana Solonaiko, speaking to Ben Collins Newberiwa. In handball, Fondation André Zico, better known as Fans Men, and Tonnerre Cholera Club Women Handball Clubs yesterday retained the Handball Cup of Cameroon. Harrison Ashu.
It is mission accomplished for Tonnerre Cholera Handball Club as they succeeded to retain the cup that they won last year. The club of Rouvin ambassador Albert Roger Miller overpowered city rival FAP by 29-23. Jenny Fergie, player of Takers, underlines that they came ready to give in their all for the win.
We are satisfied. It was a match that we prepared since. FAP is a team who won us consecutively 5 times. So this year we said we have to stop that.
FAP's goalkeeper, Awu Linda, is disappointed.
Very bad day, especially that we've been preparing this day for so long, and it's really a big deception. But it's just a battle. We're still going to try to remobilize. We have the playoff, we have to prepare, and we have an Africa competition. We have a very serious problem with our attack. If you can notice, there are so many balls that we lose ourselves. And in front of the goalkeeper, we are not that successful. Unable to go on our side and score.
In the men's final, Fondation André Zico did not hesitate to make known their intentions. They outsmarted FAP in all the 2 segments of the match, carrying the day by 27-20. Fans are for the 3rd consecutive time winner of the Cup of Cameroon in handball. This year's Cup of Cameroon final is a remake of last year, as the 2 clubs who won the cup in the men and women categories last year succeeded to keep their trophy.
The 2024 champions of the national futsal sport are now known as RSDV of the Center Region, winning the championship in the male category, and HSAC of the Littoral in the female one. Pewe Joe.
It was an exciting moment at the Esplanade of the Yaoundé Amadou Ahidjo Stadium for the fans of RSDV of Yaoundé as they were crowned the champions of Cameroon in the male category following their 4-1 win over RS Menou in the final. This player of RSDV was so excited about the results.
We are so happy. Now the only thing we have is to celebrate, because we pass all our time to work hard, and now we win the championship. So I'm so happy.
In the women's category, Ajessac of the Littoral were crowned as champions after they defeated Efa of Bafoussam by 2-1. In the meantime, the finals of the Cup of Cameroon in futsal took place before the championship finals. Bafoussam United from the Northwest region won Gazelle of Garoua by 4-2 to grab the cup in the male category, while Efa of Bafoussam humbled Bembal of the Far North region by 4-0 to become the cup winners in the female category. The assistant coach of Efa says their victory is due to sacrifice of time and hard work.
The girls really sacrificed all her time to prepare and win this match. So I think that we need to stay focused for the next match because it's not yet finished. We're still going to play the final of the championship.
Among the hundreds of fans who watched the finals was the president of the Cameroon Futsal Federation, Norbert Feju. Futsal is a football-based game played with five players on a hard court like a basketball court and smaller than a football pitch.
Thank you, Pewejo. To end this edition, a recap of the major stories. The Public Health Ministry has put the medical personnel in Cameroon on red alert following the upsurge of monkeypox cases in Africa. A French court has seized three jets owned by the Nigerian government amid a long-standing dispute with the Chinese company. One people, one power. Victoria United are currently tackling Ghanaian outfit FC Samatex in the African Champions League preliminary round. And that's at Japuna Stadium in Douala. That ends the news. Stand by for a summary in the French language with Christine Victoria Penda. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Tôt préliminaire de la Coupe de la Confédération, le représentant du Cameroun Fovo FC de Baham affronte Paintsville FC du Nigeria ce jour. C'est par l'aéroport international de Douala que les joueurs de Fovo FC de Baham ont pris le vol pour le Libéria. Quant à Victoria United, elle vit son baptême du feu en Coupe africaine ce dimanche au complexe sportif de Japoma. L'équipe de Limbé a mis les petits plats dans les grands afin d'optimiser sa préparation. Au Popo livre des livres en cet instant la prestation qui doit donner le ton de sa saison en compétition africaine. En handball, la fondation Angré Zico conserve son titre en Coupe du Cameroun. Monsieur, l'équipe a été sacrée pour la troisième fois d'affilée hier au gymnase de Fandena grâce à sa victoire 27-20 obtenue devant les forces armées et polices. Le tonnerre Kalara Club s'impose aussi de nouveau chez les dames en battant FAP par 29-24. Un succès probant d'une équipe reconstituée qui s'appuie sur l'efficacité de ses jeunes talents. IAI Cameroun en faveur de la digitalisation des enseignements, l'initiation au TIC dès le jeune âge, la promotion de l'entrepreneuriat numérique et le mauvais usage du digital. C'est le sens à donner à la création des points focaux IAI dans les campus scolaires, une initiative célébrée ce jour au complexe scolaire bilingue El Gra au quartier Simbok à Yaoundé à l'occasion de la remise d'attestation MIGEF 2035. C'était le condensé de l'info. Prochain rendez-vous avec l'information de 7 p.m.